Where do we get this stuff? And look, I'm looking in the mirror, okay? Don't look at me like I'm getting on to you. I'm sitting here looking like, Mark, you are just dumb. I mean, where did that come from? That is not at all what that says. Confession. To confess. To avow something. To admit that you've done something, normally in context, especially predominantly in religion, the idea of confessing sin. So we're walking around going, we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We've been redeemed from blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Wow, God is the one who has forgiven all of our trespasses. Jesus bore all of our iniquities. But we got to confess all this stuff. Why can't you say when you're wrong, when you screw up, apologize? You know, and repent means to change your mind. I've always been amazed at people who didn't change their mind, they got caught. Y'all do understand there's a difference. Okay. When you get caught, oh, I'm sorry. No, you didn't change your mind, you got caught. That's different than going, you know, that's really not the right thing to do. And by the grace of God, Jesus, I'm speaking it out to you. I'm getting it out of me. I'm confessing it out, and I receive your forgiveness, and I'm going to go on. Because we are supposed to forgive, right? And one of the people that's hardest to forgive is ourselves. Confession. We also have a thing in confession. We ain't got to the good part, okay? We also have a thing in confession. We even say to a confession of faith. And, you know, Julian and I have dealt with that for literally decades because a lot of homeschool groups will have you sign a, quote, confession of faith. And that's what they always say, confession of faith. In other words, you're supposed to be declaring something about your faith. But the fact of the matter is, just like the criminals and lovers, the criminals confess, but actually the lovers profess. And to profess something, a profession is a declaration, a public. That means out loud where other people hear it, or in writing where other people can see it. It's a public declaration of belief or faith. That's what profession is. You profess your love to your spouse. You profess your love to your children or to your parents. You speak it out publicly. That is a profession. So really, if you want to go through that in the religious area, it shouldn't be a confession of faith. It should be a profession of faith. Because one is admitting to something or laying something out there. The other one is to publicly declare what it is that you believe about something. That's a profession. Got it? That's powerful. So it says, since we have this high priest who has traversed, not just ascended, but traversed the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Now this is a good, okay? We should be dominating in our profession. If you're not dominating, either number one, you're not professing it, or number two, you don't believe what you're saying. Otherwise, you be dominating in your profession. Do you understand that? Man, I'm telling you, I had so much fun for a while. I just went around thinking of all the things that I profess all the time and started professing them all over again, only this time with an increased level of, quote, faith, that substance that you stand on because of the word that you have heard that grows inside you. I was going, wow, this is wonderful. We should be dominating in our profession. When we come, let's back up, okay? When we realize, recognize, are aware of, consider the fact that we are in the kingdom ruled by the purposeful good will of the Son of God with standing, then we should immediately stand in our standing and begin to profess our faith, because we have this high priest who has traversed the heavens. He is Jesus, the Son of God. And not only that, he watches over his word to perform it. When you put his words in your mouth, out from his thoughts, in your mind, stuff happens. And we have the privilege to stand there and say, I have every right to see this. I have every right to do this. I have every right to be or become this. In fact, praise God, I am this. Because he is my high priest. Remember where we were last week. He knows all this stuff from the temptation, from the higher plane to the lower plane, through the thoughts. He's already been there. He knows exactly what that is. So no matter what happens, he understands and he loves and he forgives. As long as I'll forgive other people, he'll forgive me. Doesn't matter how many times, 490 times in a day. Listen, if he expects that of Peter, what do you think he's willing for? Wow. I'm excited. Now look down to the third chapter, or back up to the third chapter, first verse. Therefore, brothers, partners, several translations say partakers. Partners actually means you're in there together with, okay? Partners of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus. Now, listen with both ears, okay? This word, consider, with using one word, it may be as good as you can get. I don't know. Katanoel, okay? We all know kata. Just talked about it, okay, a second ago. Down from a higher plane to a lower plane, okay? Not necessarily physically, kind of geographically, but from something that's higher, like spirit, to something that's lower, like flesh, okay? Kata. Noel literally is mental perception. So when he says, consider Jesus, he's not talking about just thinking about it. He's talking about the idea that it's bigger than consider. You meditate on the picture. You let it flow into your mind, because the only way you're going to see this properly is by the Spirit of God.